Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Heart Health Month.
Yes, Valentine's Day, all that good
stuff.
Yeah,
let's talk about the hearts.
Yes, and we've got a very special guest in the studio with us today. We absolutely love this person, and we love Desert Valley Hospital and the medical group for all the wonderful things that they do within our community and how you guys support. But this morning we've got Diana Amaya, who is the Quality and Member Service Director for Desert Valley Hospital. Diana, thank you
so much
for being here this morning.
Thank you. Thank you both for having us here. We get excited to be able to do this every year. We love coming out here and sharing with the community.
I know, and it's awesome that it's just perfect timing because we are talking about a wonderful event, Heart Strong.
Yes, yes. And so we know that February is Heart Health Month. Well, I want to back up before we jump into heart health and all of that. Diana, I want you to tell us a little bit about your position because it has a really, to me, a unique title. You're the Quality and Member Service Director. Tell us what that is.
Well, like I said, Regina, I'm going to give you the short answer on that one because
okay.
it would take too long if I gave you the whole long answer. But quality improvement and member services, in a way, go hand in hand. We're there for our members. We're their advocates.
Okay.
So a lot of times they call and they can't get an appointment in. We help facilitate that. Also on the quality part of it, especially with our seniors, we want to make sure that they're getting these preventative screenings so that way they're not at the hospital. So we look up to see what they're due for. If a woman's due for a mammogram, we call them up. Hey, you're due for your mammogram. It's due every so often. Your doctor recommended it. Can I help you make an appointment?
That's wonderful.
So you're encouraging that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
We want to facilitate it, make it as easy as possible because sometimes, you know, they go home with the slip. What's the chances they're going to call us?
Right.
So we're proactive in that sense.
And that's necessary. Well, great. I'm glad that you gave us a little bit of clarity on what that is. But as we were going into this, we were talking about February is actually Heart Health Month. And for years, Desert Valley has presented some really special community events to help recognize the importance of heart health, right? And so what's planned for this year? What can we expect?
Well, this year, again, we're going to be at the Mall of Victor Valley partnering with them and Macy's to put on a great fashion show.
Yay.
All red.
All red.
And what's great about it is we have people that are participating in this fashion show that have been affected in some way through the whether it be high blood pressure, strokes, cardiac events. So we have survivors.
Yes.
And we have family members like myself. You know, my dad had quadruple bypass surgery, which I was sharing with you. So we're just there to celebrate and bring awareness to these screenings and how important it is to take care of your heart and be heart strong.
Yeah, and what a fun way to do it through fashion, especially for us as women.
Right,
through fashion. It's a fun way to get the message out. It is a wonderful way to celebrate those whose health has been at some point impacted. I had a great opportunity last year to be a part of your event because I don't know how many people know, but it'll be 3 years in May. I had a stroke, right? And so you guys invited me in, and I appreciate it. It was a fun day. I love my little outfit and my boots.
And our radio stations were involved in it as well. So
yes,
very exciting.
Yes, and so great. We can expect that. But it is also something that you mentioned is it's an opportunity to come out and get some very valued information about our health care. Correct?
Right.
So tell us about that and how people can get involved, even as a vendor or wanting to help make sure information gets out.
Well, again, this is a free community event. It's on February 22nd, which is a Saturday at 10 a.m. It's over by the entrance by Red Robin.
Okay.
We have several vendors already lined up, but of course, we always take more vendors. These are our community partners. These are our partners that are out in the community giving information. such as, you know, our good friend CJ Page with
yes,
Chan.
CJ, yes.
He will be CJ. There. We have AMR, American Medical Response. They're also there, APU students from
Great.
The nursing students. They
yeah,
help
Lydia
us.
Ursi and her
oh,
group.
Of course.
Yes.
So they help us with our health screenings. We have all of our departments. We have our cardiac unit there.
Mm-hmm.
We have stroke awareness. We have IHP, Department of Public Health. Today's Women's Foundation is also there.
Yes.
Which is
and
great.
They were there last year,
right.
I believe. In full force. Wonderful. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have all of our community partners, and we just all partner up to bring raffles, bring awareness. We're going to be providing free cholesterol screening, glucose screening, checking blood pressure. Desert Valley Hospital also has, this is our second year with the residency program.
Mm.
So we have our doctors that are part of the residency program.
Okay.
They
Wonderful.
Will be there. They love talking to the community. They've been part of the fashion show.
Yes.
So they'll also be there giving some education.
And again, I say this is a fun way to do something that is really meaningful.
Right.
And necessary in our lives, which is the care of our health.
Right.
Right? And especially our heart, because, you know, if that heart's not working,
right.
You know, you might have some problems, right?
Right.
So this is a great way to do that. And if people are interested in how to either attend or how to become a vendor or best help support, how can they do that, Diana?
Well, they can call us. They can call my department, my member services representatives. They are bilingual.
Okay.
So they can call 760-381-8083 or the Spanish line, which is 760-381-8025.
Okay.
So any one of those numbers, they can call, and we can provide them more information. There will be flyers all over town. We'll be talking about it here. The radio station will be also advertising it.
Yes, we
Wonderful.
Will have it on our calendar, Facebook
and again,
pages,
that's
too.
February 22nd,
right.
10 a.m. at the Victor Valley Mall.
Right.
And you'll be centrally located right next to the Red Robin entrance.
Exactly, right.
Got it. And so I want to ask you, are there any heart health facts or tips or anything like that you want to share with us?
Well, I do, because like we were talking about, what's very important is it's called the silent killer mm-hmm. for many reasons, because sometimes you cannot distinguish why you're having the symptoms you're having.
Yes.
And you might brush it off as asthma.
Right.
Or I'm tired or I'm stressed.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that for women, you know how you see the dramatic, oh, they clench their chest or their arm?
Right.
For women, it's actually shoulder pain, jaw pain, where they get it.
Jaw pain, very interesting.
Jaw pain, your abs. I mean, there are different symptoms for men and women. And sometimes there's no major symptoms. You feel uncomfortable. But that's a heart attack coming on.
So for women, shoulder pain.
Right.
Jaw pain.
Right.
Abdomen pain.
Right.
Can also be a sign that there's something going on, right?
Exactly.
All right, remember that.
Yeah, and don't put it off. I mean, if you're the best. You know your body.
Right.
You know if something's going on. So if you feel any kind of symptom or something doesn't feel right, I mean, don't ignore it.
That's right.
Go and have it checked out.
That's right. So that's a good tip. You got mm-hmm. another one?
I got another one. You know, the races that are affected the most, African-Americans, Hispanics.
Yes.
Because they are prone to having high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Genetics.
Genetics.
We just talked about
this. We were talking about that before we were on the air.
You know, personal story, my dad had quadruple bypass surgery in his late 60s. Healthy man. He ran every morning, 4 a.m. He was on the treadmill. He had no red meat, didn't drink soda, very fit, healthy weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went to take him to the doctors, because he was getting a little out of breath, but he was putting it off, so we finally made him go. And they looked at it and they were like, oh my goodness, you are 98%. Some of these vessels, you know, some of these blood vessels are really clogged. Arteries.
Yeah.
And we were amazed and we're like, how is this possible? My dad does not drink. He is healthy. How is this possible?
Right. Healthy lifestyle,
healthy
eating.
Completely. And the doctor's like, sometimes it's just bad genetics.
Right. Sometimes we're just predisposed because of our genetics. That DNA, so to speak. And so it's important to do our screenings as we should annually, take those physicals, you know, make sure you know what your blood pressure level is at. You know, check your cholesterol.
Right.
All of those things. Don't avoid it because we never know.
Right.
We never know. That's a good tip. So don't hesitate. And the beautiful thing about that, Diana, is that a lot of these health screenings you can just do like on February 22nd. Right?
And there's a variety of different ones. You've got, like Diana was mentioning, free blood pressure screening, glucose, cholesterol, some of the main screenings as well. And if you have other questions, Diana, like you mentioned, there's going to be some doctors and different physicians there.
Right. And they love educating. I don't remember if you remember, Regina, last year we had to call the ambulance for a few patients.
Yes.
Because their blood pressure was out of whack. And we asked them, do you check it regularly? And they say no. But checking it, you know, a lot of insurances cover the blood pressure machine. You can check your blood pressure at home.
At home, right.
And the comfort of your own home, you know, you've heard of the white coat syndrome. You know, people's blood pressure is high when they see the doctor.
Yes.
Do it at home and just check your numbers. And that's why we say know your numbers. What are your numbers?
Right.
And you can take it to your doctor so they can see, okay, you're in good range. Or, hey, we might have to adjust your medication.
Yeah.
Right. Well, actually, this is a great opportunity. We don't just do this once a year. We do things throughout the year. But also, we have programs that keep you physically fit, and they are free to the community, whether you're a member of ours or not. We just want the community. You know, this hospital's been here for 35-plus years, one of the first hospitals. And our founder, Prim Reddy, still lives in this community.
Yes.
So he's very in touch with the community. But just so you know, we have programs. We have free Zumba classes, free yoga, free Tai Chi, meditation. So it's not just your physical, but your mind as well.
Right.
That's all in the number I'm going to give you. You can call us and ask us where those are located, what times. We also have the free iWalk program, which is at the mall. We partner with the mall.
Right.
And you're allowed to, you get a badge from us, you sign up for the program, and you're allowed to come in 3 hours before the mall opens. So at 7 a.m.
I've seen that where you can sign up
and
right
start
there.
Walking. Mm-hmm. And you start walking, you log in your laps, and we celebrate that. We do monthly iWalk meeting. CJ, our good friend CJ Wachan, he gives a little nutrition or some type of health talk, so that way we can continue to be on the right path. But if you want, or if anybody, any of our listeners are interested in coming by or want more information, please call us at 760-381-8083. We would love for you to join us in our programs. Again, it's 760-381-8083.
Well, we want to thank you, like I said, for all that you do. And we're excited about this a heart program that's taking place, the heart event on February 22nd. And so we'll look forward to being out there, having fun. I'm going to save up a few dollars because I'm sure there'll be some fashions that I'm going to want. my husband didn't hear that, right?
Okay.
But anyway, thank you so much. It's always a joy to have you guys come and share with us. And we look forward to being with you on February 22nd and having you back with us at some point in time during the year to tell us more about the wonderful things that Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group is doing within our community.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Roxanne and Regina. And this is an open invitation. If you would both want to be part of our fashion show,
well,
come on by and we'll get you fitted and go so you can be
Roxanne
in red.
I think Roxanne and I should get some twin events.
That would be cool. There you go.
Some twin outfits and do a little something, right?
Maybe. We'll see. But we'll have more info about this event, too, on our Facebook page. It's a calendar. So thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
Thank you both.
I don't even know where to start, but I am.
Okay.
I'm going to start.
All right.
You know, February is Black History Month, and we have a very special partnership between three entities, one of those being VVC, Victor Valley College's UMOJA program, the DVL Project, and also Platinum City Golden West Entertainment. Now, I want to welcome this morning. We're not going to belabor this because we got lots to talk about, and I think our audience is going to be truly engaged this morning around this subject and this project. And I want to welcome Terry Carner Sr., who is founder of Platinum City, Justified, who everybody knows here in the HD as our community advocate and founder of the Fathers of Hip Hop, and then Hakeem Kroom, who is 6 months in, at Victor Valley College. He is the UMOJA Program Manager. Gentlemen, welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a blessing to be here.
I appreciate it.
Now, I want to jump in by talking about what has really brought the three of you together on this mission to present this special event. And I think, Terry, I'll start with you because you created, wrote, directed, produced, and probably stayed up many a night hoping to get some success with this project. But you created a documentary that is now an award-winning film festival documentary called Put the Guns Down. Terry, tell me what it was that motivated you or made it so that it was important for you to get this documentary done and bring it to the community.
Well, Regina, it was like this. We was having a lot of senseless murders all over South Central Los Angeles, and I just really wanted to figure out what the problem was and, you know, kind of dive all over the community, the different communities, and kind of get to the root to the problem and see if we could bring some of our leaders together and try to fix this situation that we have with all our young youth just out here doing all these senseless murders. And then we started dabbing off into mental health as well, because of, you know, how both play hand in hand with everything. And that's when my creative juices started flowing in that direction.
And so what you captured is you captured on film the reality of this. You captured what it really looks like, what it feels like, and those who have been involved, right?
Yeah, we really went to the community. We went to the community leaders. We went to all the different gangbangers, all the different sets. We dove deep into mental health, and we came up with we just was using ourselves as a platform. I'm gonna say it like that, and we came out with some very interesting information, and it came out great.
And then not only did you go to those who were living in those spaces and places, but you also went to several of our elected officials, our law enforcement leaders, for this film, right?
And so yes, I did.
You really started to bring different layers and levels of community as they are being impacted by this epidemic, is what you called it, a world epidemic, which it is, right? You
right.
brought them to the documentary. And so how many, to date, how many film festival awards has this documentary garnered?
I'm going to say over 50 right as of right now.
So it's out there resonating with somebody somewhere at any given point in this country, right?
Yes.
Because it's being greatly embraced. Now, I want to bring in Brother Hakeem. I want to bring you in because Victor Valley College and the UMOJA program, well, let's start there.
Tell us
what the UMOJA program is.
So the UMOJA program, it's a statewide organization that supports African-American students at the community college level. There are 116 community colleges in the state of California, and UMOJA is at 74 of those colleges. So Victor Valley College is one of 74 community colleges that has a UMOJA program. And so at Victor Valley College specifically, our UMOJA program is pretty new. It's, you know, as you said earlier, you know, I'm 6 months in as the manager. And so this is our first year being reactivated on the campus. And
right.
so UMOJA, of course, for those who don't know, is a key Swahili word for unity.
Right.
And so our program is geared toward providing holistic support services for students inside the classroom and outside the classroom, mind, body, and spirit, but also centering our programs in culturally conscious practices, right? Centering the Black experience and all the things that we do. And so at VVC, we have a physical space on campus. Students can come and get resources, can go get math tutoring. They can come and just build community and connect with other Black students, build that sense of belonging. We have a counselor that meets with students to go over their educational plan, make sure they're taking the right sequence of courses so that they graduate on time. And so we provide a whole bevy of different services, to our students with the ultimate goal for them to get their degree to AA, their AS, transfer to a four-year university or get their certificate. And so we our programming and what we do really ties into those things.
Right, to help them be successful.
Be successful, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And so let me ask a question then. Why was this particular project, this put down the guns, because what's going to take place on Wednesday, February 26th at Victor Valley College in the Performing Arts Center, is there will be a screening of this Put Down the Guns or Put the Guns Down documentary and a panel discussion.
Yep.
And let me ask, why was that, why did you believe and feel that that was a right project to bring to Victor Valley College and in turn open it up to community?
Absolutely. There's a couple factors. I'll say first and foremost as an educator, but personally as a Black man, my roots, I'm from Harlem, New York. So this topic is something that is prevalent in my lived experience, right? I have so many memories and things that I've experienced personally that have been directly impacted by the content of this documentary when it comes to Put the Guns Down, senseless murders, violence. I lost a lot of friends and homies and all types of things, right? So that's personally, as an educator, particularly with UMOJA, when it comes to the Black experience, we would be remiss not to have a program that centers something as pervasive in our community as homicide, as all these different things, right? And so until, you know, homicide is not the third leading cause of death in our communities, then we have work to do, right? And so as an educator, for me, it's more so one of those things where bringing that awareness to the larger community, but also to our community specifically as Black people, to one, bring that awareness to us, and then how do we come up with some solutions to be catalysts for change and wellness and well-being? And so that this was something that was a direct disalignment, in regards to what UMOJA stands for, that unification, and also being able to partner with Terry and Justify to, you know, help to bring awareness overall. And so it was a win-win. It was a slam dunk, as they say. And I'm looking forward to this having subsequent opportunities to continue to work in partnership with each other to continue to drive solutions for our community.
Absolutely, because I think one of the first conversations I had with Terry, one of the things that Terry said to me, and Terry, I'm not speaking for you, but one of the things that struck me most about our conversation was you said this is a movement. So anytime it's a movement, that's not a one-off. That's not a one-time. That's not a I'm trying to get all these awards and anchor in to the world of entertainment. Yep. That is, I'm out here in these streets trying to make something really happen that needs to happen to save lives, right, and change culture and do that culture shift.
Exactly.
And that was really powerful for me, Terry, to hear that. And so with that in mind, the movement piece, I want to bring Justified into the conversation, because Justified, you've been here in the High Desert as far back as I can remember.
21 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has been a while that you've been here working in community, being an advocate for the community, and even with your own movement, which was Fathers of Hip Hop. And so I know that you are you're in this documentary, but I want to hear from you why it was important, especially now, to lock arms and partner to make sure that this film, this documentary, was brought to the High Desert.
Start with why I'm in the film, and unbeknownst to me when they approached me, because I'm like, what I'm going to do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But what we discovered was that Put the Guns Down in the film, it discusses the problem, right? It goes back to where the problem started, to how the problem progressed, and Fathers in Hip Hop is the solution. From my set, from what they asked me in the movie, is that if fathers, men in our community, get more engaged with our children, get more engaged in the community, that we could prevent these things from happening. I grew up in Compton, and I had a very present father, loving husband to my mom.
Yes.
And if it had not been for him, I very well could have been like some of the people that I grew up with. Just his presence in the home and his leadership kept me from joining gangs, because I was more afraid of my father than I was the gangs. And I felt protected by my father from the gangs.
Yes.
My father and my mother were the type to come out into the neighborhood when I was getting caught up and come to the people that were allowing me to caught up and said, not my son.
Right, right. So
do what advocacy. You want to do.
Mm-hmm. Advocacy and activism.
Actually, Regina, we have definitely created history with this documentary, and especially here in L.A., because a lot of the different cultures that you're speaking of, we don't mix out here on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we live next door to each other, we don't mix in the penitentiaries and stuff like that. But, you know, God is good. And I'm going to tell you like this. God led us into all these different communities, these neighborhoods, and let us state our case. And we was able to bring these guys, a lot of these guys, to the forefront and to be able to speak on what they felt in their hearts. And guess what? Everybody was speaking the same thing in the community, no, regardless of your culture background. So you're correct. This is the first time this have ever taken place. And now we have all came together as a village.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty thing of this, and I know this is a long conversation, I've been working with the guys in the penitentiary system here in California. And the same thing that we have created with this film out here on the streets, I have the same thing going on in the penitentiary institutions right now with Brother Jay Burton and Mad Dog Nam, who's doing 3 triple lives, but they're educating the young brothers that's coming in now and letting them know, we ain't gangbanging in here with no Crips and Bloods. You know, we all are men, as well as even like the Mexicans and stuff. The Mexicans and Blacks didn't get along. It's a peace treaty right now. People, and this is the crazy thing. Nobody's talking about what's going on in the penitentiary system right now. Brother Jay Burton, they have a peace treaty with the Mexicans, and everybody have came together the same way we have created and done with this film. So God is good, and it's nothing but blessings flowing. And we have made history in the penitentiaries and the streets right now. And this is just starting in L.A. So our movement is going to be worldwide throughout all the 50 states and out the country.
That's really what I wanted to focus in on, Terry, is that therein lies the movement, right? And so we want to just invite High Desert Community wide. But if you want to come join us and you happen to be in South Central L.A. or you're in the Inland Empire, Riverside County, come on and join us. We will find you a seat. But this event takes place on Wednesday, February 26th at 3 p.m. at Victor Valley College Performing Arts Theater.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.